Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It is Thursday, August 11th, 2024. You're listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening today in America. Joe Biden hosts the Prime Minister of Japan. Trump reaffirms his position on abortion. Economists rank the states with the worst inflation, and 9 in 10 Americans carry credit card debt every month. Also coming up, my message of the day. I'm very concerned about squatters. First, Joe Biden hosted the Prime Minister of Japan for an official state visit to the White House. Guests included Bill and Hillary Clinton, Jeff Bezos, the CEO of Apple, Tim Cook, and other progressive donors. The top issue that was discussed between the two countries, of course, is the increasing threat from China. Donald Trump publicly rejected a national abortion ban this week, as we talked about in our message of the day the other day. The president was in Atlanta when he was asked to comment on Arizona's reinstitution of a Civil War era law prohibiting abortion. And Trump said, quote, "No, I wouldn't sign a ban. Many states will be different. Many will have a different number of weeks, or some will be more conservative than the others. At the end of the day, it's about the will of the people." The inflation rate rising 3.5% in March compared to the same period last year. This is the fourth straight month of above expected inflation increase, 3.5%. It is very unlikely. There was talk earlier in the year that we could get maybe 4 rate cuts this year. This at this point seems unlikely that maybe we get any this year at all. The average American now pays $385 every month in higher prices. The inflation rate during the last year of Trump's first term was under 2%. You hear this a lot from the Democrats. They'll say, Biden will say, I inherited inflation. No, he did not. States hardest hit this summer with inflation, Florida, Tennessee, Virginia, and Alabama. The very worst is Maryland. And prices in Baltimore are actually going up even more now because of the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge last month. New data from Citibank shows that 92% of Americans carry credit card debt every single month. Only 8% of adults have a zero balance. The average family owes $8,000 on those credit cards. A third of Americans have drained their savings accounts since COVID. 25% of Americans live within $100 of their maximum credit card limit. This is another reason why I'm concerned about what we're going to talk about in the message of the day. I think you're going to see more and more people taking advantage of squatters laws because they know they can do it, get away with it, and there's zero consequences. But I'm going to make a crazy prediction. So get your tinfoil hat ready. We'll do that next on the message of the day.
Who is there for the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who is helping our nation's homeless veterans? And who is helping our nation keep its vow to never forget 9/11? I'll tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation's In the Line of Duty programs honor our nation's heroes and their families. That includes its Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs. The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year. Dozens of golf outings and barbecues. And the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is helping to educate kids in kindergarten through 12th grade about our nation's darkest day, 9/11. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. This charity keeps its word and honors our nation's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater, filling in for Bill O'Reilly. Now it's time for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. I am increasingly concerned about squatters. I think this is going to be a bigger problem as more terrible people and more illegal aliens hear about their squatting rights and how much they can get away with zero consequences. So here's my conspiracy theory. Will you put your tinfoil hat on with me now? It's a slippery slope, and the slippery slope is real. It's undefeated, actually. Chicago and New York City are evicting migrants from their city-run shelters. Chicago says they have to evict 2,000 migrants by the end of the month, 5,000 in New York City, and there's going to be more every day after that because now there's a 60-day max for an illegal alien to stay in a shelter. Where are they going to go? I think one day soon, if things go poorly, I think the government will force people to take in illegal aliens in their house. And you say, oh, Slater, that's crazy. Okay, I hear it. I know. Right now, it's all voluntary. A family will take in an illegal alien, and the local media will do a news story on how wonderful it is. And look at this couple who loves having this migrant in their home who cooks and cleans for them. You too can have your own indentured servant from Haiti. And then Michigan has their newcomer stipend. That's what they call it. Instead of illegal alien, newcomer stipend. You get $500 a month if you let an illegal alien live in your house. You'll never hear the horror stories of this, of course. And you'll never hear the story of the migrant who won't leave or the family who goes to the grocery store and they come back home and the illegal alien says, my house now. Once you invite someone into your house, kicking them out is not as easy as you think. So anyway, it starts out fine. But then there's going to be too many migrants to handle. Got to house them somewhere. Now, listen, I'll admit, that's a big jump. It's a little crazy, Slater. Come on. You're telling me we're going to go from please take a migrant if you want to all the way to we're going to force you to take in this illegal alien into your house? How could the government pull that off? You're being crazy. Let's peek in across the pond, shall we? This is from the Daily Mail. An elderly couple who had just moved into their new home were horrified to receive a letter from their council suggesting the property could be subject to compulsory purchase and used to house asylum seekers. The letter said their house was deemed to be an empty property or derelict, and the county will force them to sell it. The owner of the property said, "The idea of forcing us to sell it to make room for refugees and asylum seekers seems totally wrong." Yeah. Of course. But the local town says once someone is granted refugee status, they can only stay in a shelter for 28 days. Where else are they going to go? Compulsory purchase. Have you ever heard of such a thing? So there's your stepping stone on this slippery slope. Now let's take this wacky conspiracy theory one step further. Physician-assisted suicide is becoming more and more commonplace. A 28-year-old living in the Netherlands had a physician-assisted suicide because she was depressed and tired of living. So that's the new standard now. This is increasing exponentially, and I predict very soon that physician-assisted suicide will be the leading cause of death in America. I'm certain of it. It's relevant here because who needs so many old people anyway? We can just physician-assisted suicide them, take their property from them, and finally, we can get these illegal aliens the housing they deserve. Oh, come on now, Slater. That's crazy talk. Okay. Keep all that in mind the next time you hear a story of an illegal alien squatting at someone's house and they arrest the homeowner. Blue states and cities will never crack down on this because the illegals can do no wrong. Something you might not know. Next.
Did you know every day is a perfect day for peace of mind? With American Home Shield Warranty, you are covered for unexpected breakdowns like leaky faucets or faulty water heaters. Choose a plan that fits your budget and rest easy knowing repairs and replacements are taken care of. Simply contact American Home Shield when an issue arises, and their trusted pros will handle it according to your coverage. Don't let worries about appliances and home systems weigh you down. Celebrate the reassurance of protection. Don't worry, be warranty. For 20% off plans, visit ahs.com/bill. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product is being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty, which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer.
Mike Slater filling in for Bill O'Reilly. Now it's time for something you might not know. I heard someone the other day say, in the arc of history, the good guys win. Not sure that's true. I don't think it's true that the good guys win in the end. It's very similar to a line Obama would use all the time. He would say, the arc of the moral universe is long, but it bends towards justice. No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. Sure, maybe in the political sense, people bend towards communism, which is what they're actually talking about. Obama would quote that line all the time because Martin Luther King Jr. said it in his final sermon at the National Cathedral in 1968. He said, we shall overcome because the arc of the moral universe is long, but it bends towards justice. But if you read the full paragraph, he's talking about Jesus and his second coming. He was a reverend, after all. So in the religious Revelation 21 sense, yeah, sure, that's not what Obama's talking about. Obama and Democrats whenever, and progressives, whenever they talk about, they say, oh, we're going to pass this new bill and it's going to be great because everything we do, progress is great because just over time, the moral arc bends towards justice. So anything we do is automatically, by definition, forward, therefore bending towards justice. So that line, in a political sense, justifies them to do anything in the name of progress because we're bending towards justice. But here's the big problem with it. If people start to believe that the arc bends towards justice or in the end the good guys win, it creates this posture of, well, I can just sit back and wait and it will all work out in the end. No, it won't. It won't all just work out. If we all sit back, in fact, I guarantee you it will not work out. The only reason anything good ever has happened is because people did the opposite of sitting back. John Stuart Mill wrote about this in the mid-1800s. He was pushing back against this idea that the truth will come out eventually, like it's inevitable. And he said, no. He said, that idea is one of the pleasant falsehoods which men repeat one after another until it becomes commonplace. But all of history refutes. History teems with instances of truth being put down by persecution. But the good news is, even if the truth is tamped down once, twice, even 100 times, John Stuart Mill said eventually there will be a group of people in the perfect circumstance where the truth will be able to be set free. Beauty, truth, and goodness do not prevail unless there's enough of us determined and dedicated to it. The arc of history only bends towards justice when good men are fighting for it. More coming up.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Lolly Focus Pops or Lolly Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update today. My name is Mike Slater, host of the podcast Politics by Faith. You can listen to that anywhere you download podcasts. Hope you have a great day. See you tomorrow.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.